Once upon a time, there were three snails called Ink and Onk and K, and they lived in a house in the woods. Well, Ink and Onk and K would go to school. Now, they went to school in their weekday, which is Saturday and Sunday, because their weekend was Monday to Friday. And they didn't go to school in the daytime, because that would be silly, wouldn't it? Fancy going to school in the daytime. After all, daytime's time to have lots of fun. No, they went to school at night time. Every Saturday night, every Sunday night, off they'd go to school. But first they had to get to school. And to do that, they rode on the back of a turtle. The turtle came round every night and picked up all the snails from their snail homes, and they climbed on the back of the turtle, and the turtle took them to school. They had to hold on tight because, of course, turtles are very fast, and they go round corners with a swing, which is all part of the fun of going to school. So they got to school. Now, where do you think snails hold their schools? Not in a schoolhouse. I mean, who'd want to go to school in a schoolhouse? No. Their school was in the garden, under a tub, or behind a big shrub that was against a wall. And it was all dark and damp and, oh, lovely. That's how snails like it. You know, if you go into your garden one Saturday night or one Sunday night and you look under an old tub or go behind a big shrub which is up against a wall, you'll see the snails going to school. But why do snails go to school? I mean, why does anybody go to school? They don't go to school to learn. I mean, snails know everything. There's no need for them to go to school to learn. No, they go to school to play. They go to school to be with their friends. That's the whole point of going to school, isn't it? Ink and Onk and K had some very special friends. There was Jumblejuke, and Critter, and Clomp, and Kirakira. And they had a favourite game. Their game was to climb all over each other and to cover each other's snail shells with slime so that they all became slippery and they slid and they rocked and they rubbed and they bumped. And they tried to turn each other over so that they'd be lying on their backs with all their legs in the air. The other game that they loved was playing football. They'd play football with the neighbouring schools, one of which was the spiders' school and the other was the beetles' school. And the spiders and the beetles and the snails would all get together and they'd play football. And they'd race around the ground, banging the football all over the place. And the spiders with all their legs thought that they were great with football. And the beetles with all their legs thought they were great with football. But the snails always won because snails have 100 legs. And snails can move so much faster than any spider or beetle that the snails always won. And when they won, they held a party. Great party to celebrate the fact that they'd won their football. Well, the night would come to an end. And very sadly, the snails would say to their teacher, "Teacher, time for school to finish." And off they'd go home. They'd climb on the turtle's back. And the turtle would go extra fast going home. Whip round the corners. And the snails would have to hold on and hold on. And sometimes some of them fell off and there'd be lots of laughter. And when they get home, they're tired little snails, and they'd curl up on their shells and go to sleep.